Today from the Ohio Newsroom, recreational marijuana sales. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. In November of 2023, Ohio became the 24th state to legalize adult-use cannabis. In August of that next year, dispensaries across the state opened their doors. Yana Hirginova is the administrative director at Ohio State University's Drug Enforcement and Policy Center. She joins us to break down how the state is doing 6 months into sales. Welcome, Yana.
Thank you so much for having me.
So it's been half a year, and we now have more than 100 dispensaries across the state that sell medical and recreational marijuana. How are they doing? How high are recreational marijuana sales in the state?
If you look at the first 5 months, there is about, you know, $255 million worth of recreational marijuana sales already. So that is a pretty high number, considering where other states that have gone before us have been at this point.
So how much tax revenue does that mean for Ohio?
The state overall has, as of January 8th, they have collected around $40 million worth of taxes. And that is from both the 10% excise tax, which is a special tax on marijuana, and the 5.75 sales tax. You know, I would expect to end the end of fiscal year 2025 to collect somewhere around between $95 and $110 million worth of taxes.
And so where does that money go? What does the tax revenue go toward?
Right. So the 5.75% sales tax, that goes to the state coffers, and the state can use it for any purposes. For the 10% excise tax, there are specific areas that should be funded from it. 36% of that money will go to the host communities. Another 36% is set aside for the Cannabis Social Equity and Jobs Fund. It's to help social equity applicants get into the cannabis industry. Another 25% goes toward drug addiction services as well as education. And then 3% is set aside for funding of the department that controls and regulates marijuana in the state.
But not every municipality in Ohio is selling recreational marijuana. There's over 100 Ohio small towns that have placed moratoriums on the sale. Are these temporary bans unique to Ohio, or is that happening in other states as well?
You know, in some ways, Ohio is unique, but maybe not in the way you think. If you look at, for instance, Michigan, 75% of municipalities have prohibited marijuana dispensaries and businesses to be located. For the state of Ohio, it's only about 5% of municipalities. So it's much less than Michigan, for instance.
Gotcha. So we're a bit more permissive than other states. But the Ohio legislature is still eyeing making changes or adding restrictions to recreational marijuana sales. What policies are you watching this legislative session?
You know, for us, the one thing that we are really watching and what we have, what the legislative leadership has stated is their main goal is to potentially change the tax structure. So to increase the excise tax to as much as 15%. You know, right now, if you compare Ohio to the other 19 states that tax marijuana at the point of sale, we are on the low end of taxation. But if we increase if we increase our excise tax to 15%, we are going to be taxing more than 15 other states, right? So we are going to be on the high end of taxation. That might, in the short term, raise tax revenue, but it might also push more people toward the illicit market, or to push them toward other markets in other states. So potentially decreasing our revenue in the long term.
That's Yana Hirginova, the administrative director at Ohio State University's Drug Enforcement and Policy Center. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.